What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, You Have to Be Honest with a Woman. Meaning that you gotta be upfront with them in what's going on for you. Now, special shout out to Red Pill Married for telling us all the time that you have to be totally upfront with a woman. Tell her how it is and how it will be. If she likes it, cool. If she don't, keep it moving. Now, I know a lot of these PUAs out there who will remain nameless. Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. Who tell you have to be dark and mysterious. Keep women guessing. Guys, let me tell you something. This whole game plan of keeping women guessing only works on gold diggers. Now, you guys are going to ask me, how do you know that? Because I was married to one of them, okay? Gold diggers, when you keep them guessing, they're thinking to themselves, how can I take advantage of this guy? How? Because their brain is thinking. Now, when you tell them up front, this is what's going on, this is what I expect, they know that there is no leeway, and therefore their brain doesn't have to think about scamming you because they know up front what you are about. Now, the reason why these PUAs tell you to tell women not the truth and to keep them guessing. You know, in my case, Amar Mitwali, you know, I didn't tell girls, and I told her about the channel, but I didn't tell her up front that, hey, my purpose is, you know, to get a hot girl, travel the world together, make videos, stuff like that. You know, I kept her guessing, but in her brain, she was like, how do I screw this guy over? How do I screw this guy over? Okay, so one of the reasons why PUAs tell you to keep women guessing, it's because most men out there have mediocre, average, and quite frankly, boring and uninteresting jobs, life, okay? Most men out there are boring and uninteresting. Cold, hard truth. This is not a personal opinion. This is not my, you know, this is not something that I'm bringing from thin air. This is undeniable fact. Most men out there are average at best. Kind of like Kevin Samuels when he told that woman, you're average at best. So most men are average at best, okay? So this is why guys like Mr. Yo, homie, yo, expect you to keep women guessing so they don't realize how boring and uninteresting you are, and they say, fuck this guy, I'm gonna go somewhere else, you know. So in my case, Amar Mitwali, as you guys know, I am traveling all over the world. I am in Romania, I have a car, I was in Bucharest, I'm going all over Romania, I was up in the mountains, you know. You guys, I don't know if you guys can see it from here. Damn, light is behind us. Oops, you can see it, you can see it. See that sign behind me? Up there? That way? Yeah, where my nose is pointing, okay? That's the Hollywood sign. That's Brasov. The name of the city is Brasov. That's their version of the Hollywood sign. I was up there yesterday. So, as you guys can tell, my life is on the move, okay? I'm constantly all over the place. Okay, so when it comes to dealing with women, I don't have time to play hide and seek. I tell women what I am all about. If they like it, cool. If they don't, keep it moving. For example, yesterday I was talking to this girl on Tinder. We were supposed to meet today, but she sends me a text saying, ooh, sorry, I'm not available today. Did I text her back? No, I didn't. Why? Because literally, I'm keeping it going, right? After I'm done with this video, I'm gonna hop in the car and I'm gonna go to a totally different city. That's my plan. This is what I do. I told you guys before I even hopped on a plane a couple of days ago that my job is to come out here to the Balkan countries and go from city to city, country to country, to find out the best place for us to live when shit hits the fan. Now, Brasov is a good area, but hey, there's four or five other countries out there. There are dozens and dozens of cities out there. You know, maybe there's something out there better than this. You don't know. That's my job to find out. So in my life, guys, I genuinely don't have... I know these PUAs out there tell you to be on your purpose. You know, when a girl texts you, you know, text her like 37 hours and 4 seconds later, you know, tell her you're busy with paperwork. Work. F that shit, okay? Your lifestyle has to be alpha. You can't have strategies, okay? Strategies work for a baseball game. Strategies work for, you know, hunting a rabbit or something like that. But strategies do not work for women because it's a lifestyle, okay? Strategies are for a game, a soccer game. You know, you go out, you play soccer for what, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's it, the game is over, right? With the females, the game continues on and on until one of you dies. That's just how it is. So strategies are utterly and totally, totally useless when it comes to the opposite sex. So what you guys need is a lifestyle, okay? Now, back at the Beta Male Cafe in Florida, as you guys know, I just took a car, rented a car, and I drove throughout the eastern U.S., right? I was in Key West, I was, you know, from Key West all the way up to the Tennessee Smoky Mountains, right? So, obviously, I'm gone for, like, weeks, and then I come back to the Beta Male Cafe, and the gal, you know, the barista gals over there are like, Omar, where have you been? What were you up to, right? Did I keep them guessing? Was I like, yeah, call me T-Money? No! My lifestyle is what made them intrigued. This is what you gentlemen out there need to understand. Your lifestyle has to be intriguing. Because when you're hopping from city to city, country to country, you're jet-setting all over the world, women love that. There's nothing more women love than traveling. And when they see a guy like you who is traveling, they want to get on with your program. Now, this girl who told me, you know, she can't meet with me today, could she be lying? Could she be genuinely telling the truth? Don't know. Don't care. See, this is how real men operate. You know, you either get on the train or the train leaves without you. We don't stop for anybody, okay? This is something else you guys have to learn out there, okay? A lot of you guys out there who are following these PUAs, who are telling you to get on your purpose, if you look at the bottom line, is that they want you to be on your purpose so you can get woman, okay? Am I here in Brasov to get woman? No. Am I here in Europe, you know, Eastern Europe, to get woman? No. I'm here to move my businesses out here, you know, in case creepy Joe Biden goes crazy or crazier than he already is. And also at the same time, when shit hits the fan in America, which it will, we need a place that is safe, right? Something we can hang out in and not have to worry about, you know, Antifa and burn, loot, murder people running around. So, here, I'm not looking for woman. My purpose is not woman. But all these PUAs out there, they tell you your purpose should be woman. You should focus on your purpose to get a woman. We don't care about that, okay? Now, I know a lot of you guys out there, you don't want to come out and tell woman what you are about because, you know, you're afraid that, she might me too you. She might, you know, file a sexual harassment case against you. First and foremost, guys, forget American women. American women are the worst women in the world. You know, even in America, I'm not on Tinder in America. You know, Tinder is reserved for overseas. Tinder is not for America, okay? Because why? You know, when a woman says, it's not you, it's me? Well, when it comes to American women, that is true. It's not you, it's actually them. I'm trying to keep the damn light in the background from, you know, hitting us. So, being upfront with women with your alpha male lifestyle, that works absolutely best. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? When I was driving cab in LA, you guys know I drove cab in LA like 10, 11 years ago, you know, before Uber, before, what you may call it, Tinder. And back then, guys, I heard so many stories from the nightclubs where like some guy who's a sports star, you know, some Tyrone would like peek into a nightclub, you know, and he, you know, he's like, "Hey, I'm Tyrone, the linebacker from Miami Dolphins. Which one of you hoes wanna jump in my limousine?" And half of the club, you know, pretty much all the women would be chasing after him. So if you guys have a lifestyle that women love, you know, like traveling, she's gonna get on your program. And if she doesn't, keep it moving, okay? A lot of you guys out there, you know, you don't want to tell a woman up front what you're about because you're afraid you might scare her off. You are afraid she might me too you. You are afraid she might find you boring. Guys, let women know up front what you are all about. As somebody who drove cabinetly, I can tell you, I've seen women literally kidnap guys off of Hollywood Boulevard. You know, guys, he didn't even know the guy's name. He was just some random Chad walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and this girl would say, "Cabby, stop the car." And then she would go, you know, "Hey, you come here," you know, pretty much grabbing him off the street. So if a woman deems you select, like Robin Williams, like Ron Wells will say, you know, if she deems you select, guys, there's a big difference between alpha and select, you know. To some people out there, alpha is walking around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know. But the reality, select means, and you know, special shout out to Ron Mills, he's really good, you know. I think the kid is yelling at me. If you're not subscribed to Ron Mills, go subscribe to Ron Mills. So select basically means that a woman has selected you. It's like being pre-qualified. Pretty much that's what select means, you know. When somebody says, "Hey, you're pre-qualified for a loan," you know, it's the same thing with woman. A select pretty much means you are already in. So when a woman is intrigued by you, and again, guys, I cannot stress this enough, okay? Looks are important, okay? Don't be some incel vlogging, walking around town, grabbing a video recorder, and think women are gonna hop on your, you know what? It doesn't work like that if you're ugly, okay? You have to be decent looking, okay? You have to be decent looking. And also at the same time, guys, on social media really doesn't work. You know, social media is reserved for Chad and Tyrone. These guys, again, for Chad and Tyrone, Tinder online dating to women is pretty much ordering pizza, okay? I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. It's easier for a woman to order Chad and Tyrone than it is for you and me to order a pizza. So online dating really doesn't work because people do not feel your energy. Yes, you, I, every human being out there has energy that they put out into the universe. Yeah, I know it sounds woo-woo, but it's true. We all have energy out there. So when you guys meet in person, you have energy that's being put out into the world, okay? You can't have that when your guy number 768 texting her that day. So meeting women in public is the way to go. Because here's the thing about women. Women watch you. If a woman is interested in you, she's gonna watch you. That's just how it is, okay? No woman is gonna bump into you and be like, "Hey, let's go home together." It doesn't work like that. They have to keep their eye on you. You know, like AMS said, every woman out there has a for sale sign around her neck. She's always looking to monkey branch to the next, to the bigger, better deal. That's just female nature. Get over it, guys. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. So with a lot of these women out there, they will notice you way before you even notice them. So looks are important, okay guys? And also at the same time, you need a lifestyle that makes things exciting. Women like exciting. You guys have to understand something very, 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 very important, okay? A lot of women out there, eventually they settle. They settle with Mr. Boring and uninteresting. Why? You see, women like security. They like stability. So this is why we see women with beta males. It's not because he has game. It's not because he's good looking. It's not because he has that alpha cock. It's all because he's providing her with the security and stability that she desperately needs. I told you guys about the Asian girl I knew in Hollywood from well over 10 years ago. You know, she had two kids from Chad, and now she's with a guy who is the same height as Yogi Obes. In fact, Yogi Obes mugs her boyfriend. But you know what? Her boyfriend is rich, and he takes care of her kids as if the kids were his own. Guys, most women will settle. Now, I'm not saying that the guy is a loser. I'm simply stating for the fact that she's a cute little Asian thing who has dated celebrities and Hollywood people. She could have done better, much, much better in the looks department. But this just goes to show you guys, at the end of the day, most women settle. They like to have their fun in their teens and 20s before they finally settle down with Mr. Boring and Uninteresting. So, for you guys out there, lead your life on your own terms. And I cannot stress this enough. Red Pill Married is 100% right when he tells you. Tell woman upfront what you are about. You like it? Cool. You don't like it? Keep it moving. You guys need to understand. Women like spontaneity, you know, they like it when you are spontaneous, meaning, hey, let's hop in a car and go to a different country. You know, not all women are like that, not all women are willing to take that leap, but there are certain, here's the thing, guys, I myself don't want uninteresting, boring women, okay? I just don't find them interesting because, you know, they're boring, they're mediocre, they're average at best, not my cup of tea. So as you guys can see, I'm walking down Old Town in Brasov. Today is my last day here. After I'm done with this video, I'm probably going to go to a cafe, upload it for you guys. And then I'm going to take off to Yashi. And then from there, maybe go to Moldova or the Ukraine. But the point that you guys need to understand very, very much is that being honest and upfront with women only works when you have a specific type of lifestyle. You know, if you work at Popeyes, you live with your mother, and you're like, that's not gonna work in your favor, okay? This is why these PUAs out there, they tell you to put on this facade where you keep women guessing, because deep down they know you work for Popeyes and live with your mom. So that's my video for you guys for today. I hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And next video, God willing, of course, probably will be from Yashi, Moldova, or Ukraine. You guys take care. Peace.